All right, as you're heading back to your seats, invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Look at all the beautiful pillowcases. Oh, my word. What a blessing. Do you know what these pillowcases are for? Okay. So we have wonderful, beautiful angels in our church who make these pillowcases for children at Del Children's Hospital. And they are children who are sick. And so these are a little blessing for the children. And remember, have you been there where we colored cards for the children? Carlin, you have a question? Okay. Your mom used to work there? Cool. Well, we are so thankful for this ministry. And Miss Kim and Miss Bonnie are amazing teachers of how to make pillowcases. So one of these days, we'll see if they're not busy and they can teach you guys how to make pillowcases. Okay, what a blessing. Thank you, guys. All right, what do I have here? Can everybody see Miss Heather? I'm sitting over here so everybody can see you guys. What is that? A clock. Okay, good. I wasn't sure if you knew what that was. Do you know what kind of numbers those are? You might have learned that in school. Roman numerals. Good. That's right, Levi. Exactly. So what do we have a lot of this week now that school is out for a week? Woo-woo. What do you have a lot of? The clock gives you a little clue to the answer of my question. Ooh, I heard it. Who is that? Oh, Loudy, I heard you. Time. We have a lot of time this week, right? And sometimes it's so awesome to have time. And God would love for you to spend time with him this week. What do you think God wants you to do this week while you have extra time? Let's just get straight to the point. What do you think God wants you to do? Play video games, look at your phone, watch movies in a room by yourself? No. Okay, yes, God always wants us to pray, but now that we have a lot of time, we get to spend time with people, right? That's what makes our world special. It's people. And we get to spend time with people. So what's a good way you could spend time, like maybe with your grandparent? Can anybody think of an idea? Does anybody have a grandparent they're going to see this week? Okay, Levi. Okay, good. What could you do with your grandma? With Mimi? Watch a movie. Is it going to be a movie that you like or a movie that she likes? A movie that she likes, right? That would be nice to do something that she likes, right? Carlin, what could you do with your grandparent? You do a lot of things to worship God a lot? Nice. Like, do you make things? Like, you make things? Awesome. Like, you could bake together or do some crafts together. I know that my mom loves to play games, and so, Mom, we'll play games with you this week for sure. What, anybody else, August, you have someone you want to spend time with this week and do something nice with them? Not that you can think of right now. Pierce has an idea. Your sister knows how to make paper cups and paper hats. And nice. And that's a nice thing to do, to share with someone. The paper cups hold water. Cool. That's awesome. Well, what I want you to do, this is what we're going to do. Think of somebody, it can be either a friend or family member, and everybody's looking at Miss Heather. Think of someone you can do something nice for this week, something that they like to do. And so maybe you can bake with them. Maybe you could read a book with them. Maybe you could read the Bible with them. You could play a game with them. But let them choose. How's that? Okay, let's put our hands together, close our eyes, and we are going to pray. Close eyes, hands together. Dear God, thank you for this week of Thanksgiving. Help me to remember to do something kind for someone and do something that the other person likes to show that I care about them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go to Children's Church.